I literally fell on the ground, like all the way down, hit my back and head on the concrete and passed out. And I woke up in the hospital like a day later. Like I was just, dude, that was a crazy, like I died and came back to life.
Yeah. Yeah. So did it did they tell you when you woke up, like, did they tell you what happened or like if you had like,
yeah, I mean, they showed me the video and I was like, there's no fucking way that happened to me, bro. Like, I'm not that special.
Not that special.
Yeah. I'm nothing. I'm irrelevant.
All right. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the NFG podcast. Before we get started, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and make sure to turn on your post notifications so you never miss an episode and you never miss a guest. And today we are here with
Solo Flippin' Flow.
Solo Flippin' Flow, as he wants to introduce
or
himself.
Solo Flow.
Solo Flow. I think everybody who's going to watch this podcast is going to know who Solo is, but it's been a minute since like
OG.
We've done like a video with you or like any stuff like that. It's been a while.
It's been so long.
Like,
bro,
we've seen you in between, I feel.
But. Yeah, exactly. Like, I come in and out, but yeah, you know, nothing's going to...
That didn't sound right, but yeah.
Yeah, that didn't... Yeah. Let's scratch that. I'm kidding.
Right. Damn. Bro, so you've met Landon before, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So basically, I don't know. So to give you the rundown, basically, we're going to ask you some questions and...
We'll go from there.
Yeah, we'll just go from there. We'll sprout into a beautiful conversation.
Into a dimension that we can't
Exactly. So...
That's a good word.
Exactly.
I don't know, have you been lately,
dude,
bro?
I've been chilling. I've just been hanging in there, you know?
Hanging in there?
Flipping in there
like
a little
hanging
bit.
By a thread type beat?
A little bit.
No, I feel you.
Swinging on branches.
I've been the same.
Yeah.
That's actually what got me to start this podcast.
Exactly.
But, a question I actually really do want to ask that I don't even think a lot of people really know necessarily. Because it's been like, what, 3 years since you met Gavin? Or four?
Dude, I don't
How
know.
How long has it been? It's been a minute.
I've lost track of time. It's been like three years probably.
It's been a while because I think you guys got in contact before, like right before we actually settled into the Arcadia house.
Yeah,
like
right when you moved in. Thank you, Brian.
And you were one of the first people that like Gavin had like stay at the house for a while.
Yeah, bro.
Like film content.
Low-key
like
moved
that.
In, bro. We're like family. It's crazy, bro.
I guess my question is... how did you actually like meet Gavin? How did you guys get in like contact
Dude,
at first? Do you remember?
Yes, it's a don't do that, bull. Anyways, yeah, it's actually a crazy story. So I was like, I was actually doing YouTube at the time. Like I was popping off a bit like on my own, and Gavin just DM'd me like out of nowhere. I just see like a verified creator in my DMs. I had no idea who he was, and I look, he has a million followers, and he sent me a video of him in Crocs. Cause I was wearing my mismatched
Crocs.
That
was like back in the day when you were known for the whole like yellow and
for the like
mismatched.
I had my own thing going, you know, like all these kids are wearing mismatched Crocs. I was used to, you know, DMs of like kids sending me like videos of them in Crocs, and they're like, "You're my inspiration," this and that. And
it like one of those?
It was literally Gavin as like a fan. Yeah. I don't want to say that. In
No. That's not bad. Like everybody has their idol, no matter how big they are.
It was. Yeah, I found that like super cool. Like, and he has a million followers, and he's like, you know, just wearing mismatched Crocs.
How many followers did you have at the time of him like actually hitting you up? What was it like?
I had like
you had a good amount. You were
I had like I had enough going on for me.
That
like,
was back when I had like what like 2K
maybe
or some shit.
I had
20K. I had way less than you at the time. That's for sure.
Maybe I don't know. I had like a couple hundred thousand probably.
I still have less than you.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like, I don't really focus on Instagram anymore. I feel like Instagram's not even that good of a platform for growing anymore.
It's like, you know how Facebook was like the old thing?
Yeah.
And now, like, and then it was Instagram.
And I feel like every,
now it's TikTok.
Not every year, but every one, like, every so, I don't know, after a certain amount of time, there's a new app that pops up that replaces another app, if that makes sense.
Yeah, literally, bro.
Like, I feel like TikTok's the new Instagram. Like, everybody's growing so much on TikTok,
and
no one's
growing on Instagram anymore.
Yeah, people are making careers out of
TikTok.
It's
crazy.
Like, bro, Khalil's a perfect example. Like, bro, he started and he had like 100 followers. I was like, how is this shit not going viral? Because he would make really funny videos and... You know, recently they've been doing really fucking good.
Yeah, bro.
Like,
finally, I knew that was gonna happen. Like,
but if you guys don't know Khalil, like he used to do a bunch of flipping shit with you, like Dometric and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like all of you guys, and he used to be big in the flipping scene.
Yeah,
and he obviously fucked up his leg really bad, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. He got surgery.
I don't even remember what happened to his knee. Yeah, all I know is he's still recovering.
He tore his meniscus. That's happened to me. Yeah, I've had the same thing happen to me. I had to get surgery twice on my knee.
Was it, like, bad? Like, really bad?
Dude, it was pretty bad. A lot of people ask if I've gotten a lot of injuries flipping, like... Not many, but I do tell them about
later. He brings up a good point. So there's one injury that I remember you showing me and everyone else a while ago.
This was a life-changing event.
And if you're thinking about what I'm thinking about the World Star video.
Yep.
So
not only World Star, it's on Fail Army.
It was on a bunch of
everything.
It was everywhere. And I swear, when you showed me that video, like in person, you showed me it on World Star. I was like,
you wouldn't believe it's me.
Seen that video before.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, it was like one of those weird moments where you're like, I know that person and I've seen that.
Dude,
before.
It's bad, bro. It's bad. Like, I almost don't want to show people. It's that bad.
What
it's
happened in that clip though?
Like, dude, I was on a. I was 13, I think. I was like Gavin's age when I met him, and I was doing a backflip on like a really high, like it was probably like 20 something feet, like up on like some building, like
and
some
it was
lead.
Just straight concrete, right?
Straight concrete, dude. It was so bad. I was like trying to backflip on it, and I was like unconfident at the time, and I was like shaking a little bit. That's all I remember, just like standing up there, like not confident to do it.
Yeah, because wasn't that like a trend for flipping back then? Like
just
on ledges,
just being risky. Mm-hmm. Like that's the whole thing about like what I do. It's all risk taking.
Yeah, and you also have to be like I feel like it's like confident risk taking.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Exactly.
Like Gavin's always told me, like if you're gonna do flipping, you have to commit
110%.
Like if that makes sense, or else you're gonna actually fuck something shit
exactly.
up.
Exactly. If you have second thoughts, just don't do like don't do what you're gonna.
So what like
that is bad.
What
bro.
Was that actually like though? Like,
it was literally
what happened after you.
Bro, it was a life changing like experience. Like I fell off that. So I was doing the backflip and then I fell off the building. Like I undershot it a little bit and like to the point where like I lost my balance and just I literally fell on the ground, like all the way down, hit my back and head on the concrete and passed out. And I woke up in the hospital like a day later. Like I was just, dude, that was a crazy, like I died and came back to life.
So did they tell you when you woke up? Like, did they tell you what happened or like if you had like,
yeah, I mean, they showed me the video and I was like, there's no fucking way that happened to me, bro. Like I couldn't believe it was me.
Did you not remember after you woke up?
Bro, that's what's crazy. Like, in a way I've experienced death in a way. Like, I could tell you how it feels to die and come back to life. You don't remember what happened, like the tragedy of you actually, like the injury of you falling off a building and say like I died. It's crazy, and I came back to life, so now I can like kind of explain how it feels to die. Like it's kind of dark. But
I was about to say I know what you mean, but I don't because
it hasn't happened to you.
Like
knock on wood. I mean,
the closest I've been was probably like having surgery and like, not knowing if I was gonna wake up type. Because when you wake up from surgery, it's like weird.
It's a blur.
Feeling. Yeah, it's a really
that's how
weird
it felt.
Feeling. But.
It's crazy, bro.
Because I remember you telling me a while ago, probably like a year and a half ago or some shit, that like you literally like died and came back to life type shit. Like it was a miracle. Almost.
It was such
like,
a miracle, bro.
Like for most people, if that happened to them, they'd like could be brain dead from that type of shit. Like that could actually
I had an internal brain bleed. I didn't break a bone, which was crazy. Like the doctors were like,
there was no hairline fractures or anything.
Nothing, bro. That's what I'm blessed for.
That's fucking
the facts.
That's fucking
insane.
That's crazy.
The fact I didn't break a bone, insane. I still don't believe how that happened, but I don't even believe I'm alive. It's crazy, bro. And I feel like it's a message from the universe.
Do you feel like you had like a change of like heart or like you changed as a person after that?
Yeah,
shit?
Dude. I feel like that's when my life started like getting together after that. Like I feel
reality
like
reality check.
Yeah, it was like a major reality check, and I only started progressing like afterwards. So
that's like I feel like you have to like.
Yeah.
Either hit rock bottom or have some traumatic shit happen in life to like actually have like one of those types of reality
the bounce
checks
back.
Where you're like, fuck, like
Yeah.
You know.
Dude.
Because I assume back then, like you know, you were doing flips and shit, you were having fun with it, but like it wasn't necessarily career when you got there, right?
Exactly.
Like, you were
just
fucking around being a kid.
That was like that was like the beginning stage of just having fun with it. I was still like, you know, somewhat popular, like people knew me in the community for flipping. They were inspired by me.
Of course. It's like how like I don't know, like I'm in the car community. People know who I am, but I'm not like you know, nobody's like, oh my god, it's fucking Jacob Magnus.
No
one's like that. But yeah, like I know what you mean.
It was nuts, bro. Like it's like an understatement when I'm talking about it because it's like so surreal. And I kind of forget it happened to me because it doesn't feel real. Like, it doesn't feel like it was me. It,
yeah, no. Yeah.
People are probably going to go try to find it on, like, on Fail Army.
No, I guess after
I looked for that.
Yeah, after
this
shit,
so long
everyone's
going to
try and look
it
up. Like, Fail video.
Solo flow falling off building.
Yeah. Like, I searched it up. I couldn't find it anywhere.
It's hard to find.
It's an old video.
Hey, I have it saved if anyone, you know, message me for it. I'll show you. If you're willing to take the graphic content. But, dude, it was crazy. Yeah.
So, I guess that leads me in... So, like, our next question, basically, like, how did you get into flipping? How did you get into that community?
Like,
what made you fall in love with that?
It's actually a funny story, but it was one of those things where I knew for a fact, 110%, like we were talking about earlier, you have to go into this sport with 110%, or else it's not for you. Because then it's just, like, you know. But, yeah, it was, like, I saw it on YouTube, or I saw some, like, actually, you know The Office? You know that show?
Yeah.
You remember the parkour, hardcore?
Yeah,
parkour?
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, a meme. So my uncle was showing me The Office episode of that, and like, everyone's laughing, and I was like, wait, so what is this sport? Like, it seems fun. Like, they're jumping into dumpsters and stuff, and like, I was like, this is kind of sick. So I looked into like the actual, like, you know, reality of what parkour is, and I looked on YouTube and all these videos of people jumping buildings and jumping off buildings and doing backflips. The backflip was the trick I really wanted to learn. And I was going to just, you know, cut it off after that.
I feel like that's everyone's first goal. Like, I just want
to
learn a backflip.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, when I started flipping on, like, just trampolines and shit, like, I wanted to learn a backflip.
I just wanted to cross that one off the list. Like, if I could backflip at a party or at school, primarily at school, because I was in middle school at the time, just a regular student, and I just wanted to be, like, the only one in my school that could just whip out a backflip. I just thought that was so unique.
No, that is, I mean, it like, most people can't just pull up and be like, oh, let me hit a backflip real quick. Like,
dude, it was crazy.
Yeah, that was everyone's goal back in middle school. Like,
Just to, like, show that you're different, you can do that.
How did
so
you
cool.
start, like, meeting people like Khalil and Domitor, I guess, like you know, getting like legitimately into it, where you started like vlogging and like making it your career? Like, how did that happen?
That's a cool story, actually. So the cool thing about it is, like, I built something for myself on my own naturally from just flipping and dedicating 110% of like all my efforts went to parkour, and I just like I strictly dropped everything around me just to like pursue flipping and like doing all this. And like, I begged my family, I mean my parents, for a trampoline in my backyard, and they were like, no, we can't do that. But eventually they got me a trampoline, and I just proved them wrong. Like, I just started, like, I lived out in my backyard, bro. It was crazy.
Yeah, you literally, and, like, went for it.
Yeah, and then next thing, I was picking it up fast, and I was a quick learner and manifested all the flips and, you know, everything I wanted to achieve. And, like, I started to grow a following for that. And kids looked up to me. I was, like, breaking world records back in the day.
Yeah, you blew up.
Dude, I was, like, doing stuff on trampoline that no one was doing at the time. Like, a triple flip, like, nobody had seen. But nowadays, everyone does triple flips.
Yeah, it's, like, nowadays, so, like, everyone tries to go for some shit that no one can.
It was,
done,
like,
right?
In a way, like what's it, like, in basketball, like, Michael Jordan.
You
like,
were, like, one of the biggest flippers, because, like, I used to do it, and, like, everyone watched it.
Yeah, I
was, like,
when we first met,
the first time I met you, like, I heard you were at the house, I'm, like, no fucking way,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Like, I remember that. Watching him in like 6th, 7th
no
grade.
No fucking way. Like, I
that's
watched
crazy.
This.
That's amazing. Because I don't feel like that. Like, I wasn't prepared for people for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always kind of like, you know, like, what's it called? Like, I was like, not shy, but
like a little bit
antisocial.
Like, introverted almost.
Introverted, yeah. I was introverted. So, like, once I started to realize, like, the empire I built, I guess, for like flippers and upcoming flippers who looked up to me, I was like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know. I almost don't know how to handle it, but it was cool.
Going into another topic, like, you just explained, like, how, like, you got into this industry. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, like, now? Like, you still doing flips recently?
Yeah,
or, like,
I mean,
you switching it up or anything?
It's the type of thing where, like, you know, like, you learn how to ride a bike, and you'll always know. Or,
yeah,
like, you
it's
learn
like,
how to
you'll
drive.
Always know how to do it, but you kind of want to,
you just,
I don't know, you want to
you
try
out,
other shit.
Yeah, you outgrow it, obviously, naturally.
Yeah, of course.
But it's still there. It's always there.
Didn't you do, I don't even know how long ago it was, but I remember seeing this before, like, I even met you. It was that video of you flipping over, I think, Jake Paul's Lamborghini or some shit like that.
Yeah.
How did that happen? How did you link with Jake Paul?
Crazy. So, like, back in the, I feel like my first big collab was, you know, Tanner Fox.
Yeah. I heard Tanner Fox is, like, low-key's.
So
not as much now, but like back in the day, everyone talked about Tanner Fox.
YouTube's just different now.
Yeah, it's different.
Everyone who was big isn't big anymore.
Yeah, it's a different environment.
Still is. Like, I don't know.
I feel like the only people that are still super successful on YouTube as they were 5 years ago, like Jake Paul and Logan Paul, and it's because they've learned to adapt really well.
Like, the YouTube everybody misses is, like, what, 2016, 2017?
Yeah, like 2016.
Remember when Ricegum and, like, all those diss tracks?
That shit was peak.
Everything, like, timing worked so perfectly for me somehow. Like, the universe just set that up for me, I guess. Because every time, like, I look back at it, I was like, damn, that was the prime time. Like,
yeah.
When I met Tanner Fox, he was in his prime time. Like, he had his GTR and was doing all
Jake
that.
Paul was too, pretty much. Yeah. Like, he was, they like, still were. With Team 10 and shit, wasn't he? Like, did you DM him?
Well, or,
like,
no, I'll tell you,
I don't know much about
I'll
that
get
story.
Into that story. So, my first big collab was Tanner Fox. That's what kind of built me. And then Tanner was friends with Jake, and apparently he, like, I think Tanner, like, showed Jake me or something.
Yeah.
But Jake Paul just DM'd me one day, and I was like, is this real? Like, no fucking way. He just, like, messaged me, like, he sent one of my own posts in the DM, and he's like, yo, this would be tough for my vlog, like, come over. And I was like, what? Like, I was freaking out. I, like, showed my parents. It was crazy, bro. Anyways,
I can understand, bro, like, because I assume at the time, like, what, you were like known in the flipping community. You were known, right? Like,
yeah.
But still having like someone who's an idol for so many different people, just having him won at
like the biggest
meetup
content.
He was so big. Like,
he's still the most like relevant online. Like,
literally,
it's insane,
like, dude. Andrew, you know,
yeah,
Andrew
Tate. Yeah. Like, he's all over my
even,
for you
even
page.
Even Andrew Tate's like talking about Jake Paul and shit.
It's crazy.
Like everybody talks about Jake Paul. It's weird. Like, he's in everybody's
insane.
Like, I don't know. Honestly, that's another thing. So you know who Andrew Tate is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Who doesn't?
What do you think about Andrew Tate?
Dude, I think it's hilarious what he's doing.
I think he's a genius, for sure. I think he is a genius, and he's funny as fuck. And this is going to be controversial. I'm sorry to all the people who are going to get offended, whatever. But I think he is funny as fuck. I think he is a genius at marketing, because he doesn't even have his own TikTok account.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a TikTok.
Those are all of those TikTok
accounts. Like, so this is
I was wondering that.
I heard, obviously, like, I might sound stupid, but I heard that. So you know how he has that Hustlers University like thing that he tries to get people to sign up for.
Yeah.
Like, you, I know you know about that. Like
$50 a month.
Is that his source of income?
So now it's his biggest. Now it's his biggest source of income, because he has people paying basically $50 a month
to be a top
30,000.
That's
students.
Crazy.
30,000 so people paying $50 a month.
How much is that? I don't do math.
I don't do math either, to be honest. Like, I'm not the best at it. But
Gavin Magnus just
Garvin,
walking
Garvin has entered the room. We're going to keep talking about Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
But so basically, the whole theory is that those students are actually like creating those TikTok accounts under like names like Cobra Tate, Tate Truth, and stuff like that. Reposting a lot of old Tate clips.
Yeah.
And basically those drive people, like, that's how he has taken over TikTok, is he's had a bunch of people, like, it's like multi-level marketing.
Free
almost.
Advertisement.
Like,
dude, it is crazy.
Like, he's had a bunch of people just create thousands of TikTok accounts, like, with Cobra Tate, Tate Truth,
just fan
Tate,
pages.
Like, you know, whatever. Yeah. And they just post shit. They just post clips of him on podcasts, clips of him talking about random shit, and they blow up.
I like that. It's like so unique.
It's
like,
smart though.
He doesn't have his own like page.
He doesn't even
have his
own page. He has an Instagram, and I don't even think he has a. He literally just has an Instagram.
He keeps himself so exclusive. It makes people.
He doesn't live in America or anything. He lives in Romania.
Where does he live?
Romania.
Yeah. What?
Romania?
Like, you wouldn't think someone who lives in Romania without a TikTok account would be able to fucking take over TikTok.
That's insane.
I'm sorry. Like, I think he is on every single person's For You page.
Probably.
He's literally
taken over almost.
Like, everyone I've...
He's on mine. He's all I see.
Everyone I've asked about him, it literally says, like, yeah, I know who he is.
Like, I could pull out mine right now and he'd be there.
And everybody, it's either people, like, I bring up Tate and they're like, oh, it's that misogynist dude, or, oh, it's that one funny dude.
Yeah.
Everyone has, you know, clashing views on Andrew Tate. But I think he's funny. I think he's a genius. And I think... That Hustlers University shit is actually...
It's genius.
It actually is genius.
It's
I'm
crazy,
lie,
bro.
Because
I'm inspired
from
by
it.
That.
But he used to do, like... He used to have a webcam thing where he did, like, shit with webcam girls. You know, like, what that type
no,
of shit
No, I didn't
is.
Know that.
He was, like, an online pimp.
Really?
Basically, yeah. So he had, like...
I think
Oh,
I,
my God.
What?
He's basically making... So Brian just showed me this stats.
1.5 mil
a month.
Wow,
dude, that's crazy.
At least
you know
it's not all talk. Like, I was wondering, is he all
no,
talk? He's
no,
not.
Bro. He actually bought out his Bugatti and then he bought another one. You know, he ordered another Bugatti.
He did?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
So now he can really walk up to people
That's
and be
ridiculous.
Like, what color is your Bugatti?
What color is your Bugatti?
And he doesn't rent his stuff. I feel like
no,
he
doesn't. He has a collection of over like 35 Damn. Or like 40 cars.
Insane,
like, it's
bro.
It's crazy. And they're all like $100,000 plus cars.
They
Stupid.
Just have, they have like GTA fuck you money, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's fucked.
No, bro is literally the top G. Like, when he yeah, says he's that, he's not capping.
He's not capping. He's legit.
But,
he's an authentic
top
man.
G.
Dude.
Top G.
Yeah,
nah,
he's taking
I believe some of his shit's satire. Like, I think everything on the internet is real to an extent, if that makes sense. I think everyone can agree on that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Not everyone is 100% themselves on the internet. Like, everyone has to put on a little bit of a front when
it's
they record
a little change.
Shit.
You have to exaggerate the version of yourself online.
Yeah. Most definitely.
But that's just intended. Like, that's no surprise. That's just, you know.
Another question I got for you, so... What happened to the mismatched Crocs? Because I see right now you're wearing
I'm wearing cheetah print Crocs.
He's got
sent by Crocs.
Yeah,
but
and
they both the same color.
I haven't those ones out.
Fun fact: I haven't purchased one pair of Crocs unless I mean.
Oh, for real?
Other than
you've
a
never
girl,
bought a pair.
Like I bought a girl some Crocs.
Well, yeah, like for
dude,
yourself.
$80. What? I never what?
Dude, for yourself?
No,
never
no.
bought Crocs.
No, I've never bought Crocs for myself.
Dude, Crocs are expensive though.
I didn't know they were $80.
No, never, bro. I swear to God.
How do you get them,
dude? It's like I didn't even. It came to me. That's the Croc life came to me. Like I didn't go.
Life.
I didn't go
that,
out of my way.
I like that. It's, the Croc life came to
dude,
him.
Dude, it really did. Like it's a funny story. I don't talk about it enough, but and people don't know this. They probably think like I went out of my way to do this mismatch thing. I didn't. Crocs hit me up in the DMs. They wanted to do a brand deal.
I feel like
and they said like, what color do you want? I was like blue, like whatever. I just randomly chose light blue. And then I started posting in the blue Crocs. Like, I was only wearing the blue Crocs. If you scroll down on my Instagram, you'll see, like, plenty of
videos. I don't
know.
I remember.
With just the blue Crocs.
Yeah.
Before the mismatch. It was just blue. But still, like, when I started posting, like, all these, like, accounts started reposting me. Like, World Star and, like, all these big accounts were reposting, like, in the Crocs. And, like, everyone loved the fact that I was flipping in Crocs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't expecting that.
It's like this.
Well, it's like
Crocs
an unseen thing.
Yeah, it was crazy. But then, like, a few weeks later, like, Crocs was like, hey, we want to send you another color. Like, what color do you want? And I was like, yellow, like, randomly. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think twice. And then when I got the yellow Crocs, it came to me. I was like, oh, I should mismatch them. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. And it worked.
No, like, I feel like those types of things that happen, like,
yeah.
I don't even know how to explain, like, what that is, but, like, certain things you can't really just plan out.
Yeah.
Like, they do just happen.
Comes. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like you, the whole you like falling in love with the flipping shit in general. Like I feel like that didn't. That kind of just happened. Like that was meant to happen for
you. It
was
so natural. That's
same. Same with the fucking Croc shit. Like
yeah.
I just don't see how you could have planned that.
Yeah,
in advance.
Yeah.
It's like that doesn't make sense.
Do you remember Roy Purdy? That he used to wear like
mismatched.
Roy Purdy. Yes.
Yeah,
I was gonna say at the beginning
pink
of this,
and green.
Bro. Like when we were talking about when I first met you and Gavin first met you. When he showed me you, I was like, I thought you were Roy Purdy at first.
Really?
When he showed, when
yeah,
he showed
people
me,
used to say that.
You used to wear, like, the sunglasses and
oh,
shit
with
the Crocs.
I still do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put them
You used
on.
To wear, like, mismatched sunglasses, too, and shit, though. Like, yellow.
Was I?
Yeah.
You always
there was
had
a point
mismatched.
Where you had blue and yellow sunglasses.
I knew you for your blue and yellow sunglasses and blue and yellow Crocs.
I don't think I had blue and yellow.
Yeah, you did.
Swear
you
I
did. Swear you did.
Blue and yellow sunglasses?
Yeah, you had a pair at one point, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I knew it because that's why I thought you were Roy Purdy, because I remember Roy Purdy had like some color of like
pink
mismatch.
And green.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like,
I can't recall the mismatched sunglasses.
It's okay.
So, as much as I wanted to do
I mean, I've never met Roy Purdy, but Solo's cooler than Roy Purdy. Anyway.
Thank you. Hey, he's nice at skating,
Wait,
though.
For real. He's good at skating.
So good. And dancing.
He skates? So
yeah, he's really good at skating.
Wait,
so
didn't he make a song?
But then he just took
I don't even know.
Honestly,
he'd be doing everything at this point.
Dude, me and Roy, like, we have, like, I've actually met him a few times. Like, we know each other. But, like, I feel like we have similar stories. We both took off the colors and just kind of, like, you know, naturally had to just eventually live our life and take the colors off.
Yeah, you had to, like...
It's like Spider-Man taking the costume off. Then who's Spider-Man? Like, that's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, oh, like, who's that kid? And, like, he doesn't wear mismatched Crocs.
He doesn't wear mismatched
Crocs. I guess he's irrelevant
anymore.
Now.
Yeah, but it's like... It's like
I just gotta live my life.
Like, you can't, like, let people deter... You can't let people make you feel down about that shit. You have to push past, like,
exactly.
What people say. Like, oh, I miss when he used to wear mismatched Crocs.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
If people are like, oh, I miss when Jacob used to do, like,
yeah,
reptile
whatever.
Videos.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
These videos with
things
his
change.
Girlfriend.
Like,
it's like
part of, like, life.
It's like, I don't
want to
be
change.
Known for doing, like, girlfriend content with, like, that's not like I want to do like real legitimate shit I seriously enjoy and have people enjoy watching it. It's like, and I completely get that. It's like you don't necessarily want to. I don't know how to explain it.
Because like, it's not like a bad thing to be known for. It's just like I eventually had to switch up my wardrobe.
You don't want to be stuck in that. Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm still wearing Crocs, but like, you know, I mean, I'll bring them back every now and then, which is fun.
No, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. It's like every now and then I'll make a video that, you know, certain people want to see that necessarily I don't necessarily want
to
make.
Yeah. It's like, and when it comes to merchandise, which I sell, I still have like, you know, soloflow.com, cop the merch.
No, you're okay. That's the one thing though that I think you should keep doing because your merch is sick. Your merch game is good.
Like, it is good.
Compared to a lot of the other
merch I see creators making.
Exactly.
I've always liked your merch a lot. I still wear it sometimes. Like when I go to the beach and shit, I'll wear your shorts.
Yeah, I'm like, yo,
dude, they're fire, bro. You know Nathan, right? Cool man, bro.
He still has
a couple pairs of your shorts. He does. Like, yeah,
that's awesome.
There's a bunch of people that still have them.
Yeah, Gavin's too cool for my shorts. He just wears designer. Yeah, but now it's he used to wear my shorts.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, what the hell? I'm gonna.
What's it called? I've seen you going like from here, like California to Florida, like hella often recently. So where do you even live now?
So I currently made a lifestyle change. Where? I don't know what he said.
I don't know what he said.
But Garvin's over there. Anyways, yeah, I made a recent lifestyle change where I just sent it to Florida because why not? Because I've been here since I was like 15, 14 or whatever. So I've had my fair share of LA. So I was just like, whatever, I'll live in Miami for a year. Because why not?
Yeah.
And so I got a place there.
So do you still have a place there?
I still do. And I came back here for the summer because Florida, if anyone lives in Florida, you probably know, but it's like in the summer, it's not it.
What?
In the summer, it's really sticky and hot. It's so hot. It's like 90 degrees at night. Like you'll sweat.
Oh, for real?
You'll start dripping sweat if you walk in to go get like milk. At the store.
I thought it was the best example. You'll start dripping sweat if you walk to get milk.
But I don't walk to get milk. But if
he flips to get milk.
I flip to get milk. I don't even know. I don't really drink milk a lot, but hey.
I don't either, but it gives you strong bones.
It does, doesn't it?
Calcium or something.
It might.
Gavin loves milk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an obsession. It is a weird thing.
Gavin loves milk. He loves dairy products. He loves cheese.
He loves cheese.
Bread
he
and
loves
cheese.
Milk. Cream cheese.
Exactly. He loves cheese, eggs.
He's an addict for that.
Date dairy products if it was.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
Do you think you're gonna end up like? Even after summer ends, coming to Cali more often or no?
Probably. I'm just like on a journey. Like, yeah. I don't know. No, Miami's fun, but I know everyone here. It's different.
I feel like the only thing that sucks, like what you said sucks about Miami is the weather and the fact that like, I guess this has to do with the weather, but like you have that slim chance of your house being fucking destroyed by a hurricane or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
I mean, I live in an apartment complex, so it's gonna be hard to take that one down. But yeah.
It's gonna be hard to take that one down.
Yeah.
But when we lived in New York, it wasn't even that bad of a hurricane, and we had to move because our house got fucked up.
Shit, I didn't even know that.
From, what was it, Hurricane Sandy?
What the fuck?
That's crazy. I forgot y'all even, you guys grew up in, like, the East Coast.
Yeah, we lived in New York for, like, 3 years, and the house got blown down.
Where did you grow up?
Boston. Yeah, so, like, yeah.
I fuck with Boston.
Similar areas, 4 hours apart, New York and Boston. Same vibe.
No, yeah, it's pretty much the same shit.
Summers are nice there, but winter is hell no.
I feel like in general, like New York and like Boston, like the place to live right now. But
no, definitely.
Like I wouldn't mind living in like Miami, honestly. Yeah. Like you said, I wouldn't mind living in an apartment there. It's just I don't know how I'd feel about having to like have a fucking house.
Yeah, no.
Of all the shit you'd have to deal with, like with storms and shit, because.
Got to have that good AC.
Literally every year, people in Florida talk about fucking storm prep and shit. It's like, I don't want to have to worry about preparing for a storm every year.
It's like Cali with hurricanes.
Yeah. I'd rather do...
Oh, does Cali have hurricanes?
No. Cali just has like fires.
We just got wildfires.
It's like I'd rather have to deal with like fire season than hurricane season. It's like a fire is less likely to actually spread down to the houses than... A hurricane. A hurricane's just gonna hit all
flood
the shit around
everything.
You.
Dude, when we were in Arcadia, when you guys lived there, that's the first time I saw fires. Like
dude,
that.
No,
that
was
crazy.
Bad. That was a
that
bad
was insane.
Fire, though. It was, dude.
Oh,
literally,
like big fires.
We almost had to evacuate.
Like almost 200,000 acres burned.
so crazy. It was like right up the street from
right up Izzy Alcano's street, yeah. Bro.
Literally, bro. That was crazy.
Dude, I still talk to her sometimes.
You do?
Yeah, I do. She has her boyfriend still.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
But hey, Izzy.
You never know. You never know. But yeah, dude.
The car that you have now, the Jaguar, yeah. Outside. Is that your car? Is that a rental that you got
temporarily?
When you came here?
I temporarily. Guess because a rental, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh shit. Okay. You had a Porsche before that?
I'm
right?
A very like spontaneous guy, so it's like I don't know. Like I don't know if I'll be in one place for more than a week. So it's like renting a car is the move. Why would I buy a car if I'm like
that makes more sense?
Just like in LA for a little bit
before when you first got your license and shit.
I still have a Porsche. Yeah.
That one. Do you own that one? Though?
Yeah. That that's
yours.
In Miami.
Yeah.
Because
right? You live there. So.
But then the summer came around. And I was like, I don't want to deal with the hurricanes and like the hot weather.
Yeah. No,
it rains
totally
every day in the summer. Like it was better to come here.
Is it like opposite weather over there?
Yeah, bro. Well,
it's like a mix. It's like
it's tropical.
Imagine Cali. But if it rained every day while being burning hot too,
humid,
humid as fuck,
damp weather, like dude, it's bad in the summer.
Like basically, I mean, I guess
everyone was warning
you've never
me.
Been
like,
to Costa Rica, but like it's kind of like if Hawaii. You're in a tropical, like
yeah,
not
yeah,
even
yeah.
Hawaii. Hawaii isn't even like that. Like it's just
Hawaii,
fucking hot.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
Like hot, burning sun, mosquitoes, and
yeah.
Just sweat.
It is
it's
similar
humid.
To Hawaii. Yeah, because I have a lot of family in Hawaii, and like
yeah.
It's pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
I mean, I've never been to Hawaii. I can just compare it to Costa Rica because I've been. To
yeah,
Costa Rica.
Anywhere yeah. With like iguanas like walking around, like, that's when you know it's.
If
like
iguanas
a,
are walking around, it's probably like
snakes,
that.
It's like that.
Only trees.
Yeah, exactly. People think LA is tropical. They're like, I want to go to LA, but it's a desert here. It's not tropical.
LA shit.
You don't see iguanas
here. Cesspool, bro.
It's like the palm trees are planted here.
Yeah. No, palm trees are from like Hawaii.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah.
They're not.
Exactly.
Palm trees were never originally were.
They aren't native.
I don't think people know that.
They're like, not native to LA. Exactly.
No, they're not. They're not native to California
it's crazy,
in general.
Bro.
They're such like man built type
yeah,
shit.
It's desert on the beach here. That's what it
so,
is.
So what I think, yeah. I think it's supposed to be like palm trees are like an island tree, if that
yeah,
makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
Like that's why they're all over Hawaii.
Tropical
shit. They're
places.
Actually natural there.
Exactly.
But like you come here, the only places you see palm trees are where they've been planted, if
exactly.
That makes sense. Like you
yeah,
don't
and,
see
like,
a palm tree like in a
yeah.
Forest.
Roads.
You don't see a an actual like hedge of palm trees that's natural here. You don't
yeah,
see
no,
that.
You don't.
It's, they're not from
you
here.
Also don't see iguanas and reptiles like squirrels, like
no, it's squirrels, raccoons, deers, and like
yeah.
Bobcats and
yeah.
Shit.
Bobcats
like,
and mountain lions.
The
yeah.
Basic animals you would see in like
exactly.
I don't know any
yeah.
Southern
fuck
state.
Ton of coyotes.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Bro.
I just saw some coyotes the other day in the daytime. Like
dude,
I was hiking.
Those coyotes
crazy.
Are scary ass motherfuckers. Like
crazy.
Sometimes I'll be coming home at night and literally I'll you know how there's all those stop signs
yeah.
Down below mm-hmm. Here like I'll be at a stop sign and right in front of me I'll see one just standing there
what
and then they'll bolt and I'll
that's
be like
crazy
like I bro, swear coyotes are not real
we
bro.
Used to see bears and shit wild bears
bro in Arcadia
bro
dude when
why?
We would be on, when we would be on the
yeah,
scooters
we'd be scootering around
we'd
like,
be going around and there would be a black bear running across the fucking school and the cops would come
yeah,
and they'd
yeah.
Try to corner it
I made plenty of vlogs of me and Garvik just scootering around
bro.
And we're like dude a bear what the fuck? Like, it was so crazy.
Remember the one time where were you there when I tried giving that bear water?
Probably.
You tried giving a bear water?
Yeah. Bro, that's such a Jake thing to
dude,
do.
Dude, so
that
so
is
this
such
bear,
a Jake
like,
thing.
No one else would do that. So, okay, so remember the big-ass black bear that was at the school, like, hiding
yeah,
behind
yeah.
The bushes and
yeah.
Shit, and the cops were
and
there.
Teresa came, she's like,
she
get in
like,
the car.
Get
like,
in the fucking car, Jake.
She's freaking
out. And I was like,
out.
No, I'm good. I'm on a scooter. And then everyone else was like, the bear can run faster than the scooter.
Bro,
I was like,
crazy.
Fuck it. If I'm going out doing what
you're
I love.
You're insane for that.
I was like, the bear's dehydrated. So
I'm
going to
die giving this bear water.
No, so this bear walked up this hill like under these trees and shade and it was like panting right like a
yeah.
Dog I was like it was like so I was like I've got a water bottle I gotta
just
go
try to nurture it.
And I tried to toss the water
you
bottle
throwing the water bottle.
I tried to toss an open thing of water
I think I was
it.
Too scared to even look at that I was just in the car
yeah
bro.
and Gavin and my mom pulled up and they were like they were both yelling at me. They were like, get in the fucking car. Get in.
Yeah,
you're going to
yeah.
Die. It's going to eat
crazy.
You. I was like, don't worry. It's chilling. Like, it knows what I'm doing a good thing for
that's
it right
crazy,
now.
Good thing.
But, no, those were times. I used to have so much fun just
yeah.
Running around, like, chasing black bears and shit.
You still insane. Do that with, like, animals, lizards,
yeah,
and, like,
bro.
Insects. You caught, like, a beetle, like, a massive
oh,
fucking
yeah, like
beetle.
The other night, there was some whack-ass, like, beetle that
yeah.
Just showed up
you
on some
wrapped
window.
It like this and then
and
chased
I started chasing everyone around
bro.
With it.
He also catches catches pigeons and shit.
Yeah, like, you catch everything.
Remember that, bro?
Bro.
On the beach,
when
he just grabs a pigeon.
We were with
like,
the unspoken man himself at the beach.
The unspoken man.
And I was... And whose vlog? It was in... Was it in
my
your vlog?
My vlog, I think.
Yeah, and I was like...
A pigeon, let me grab it.
And like, I like snatched it up.
Insane, bro.
Dude, I can still do that. I just haven't done it in a minute.
You've got some superpowers.
You just do
it
with every lizard you see. We're like,
no, literally, like, if I see something that's like edible, I mean,
you have
edible.
Not edible. What are you trying to eat that shit?
Not edible, bro.
That's my nutrients.
Cook
my protein.
I'm just
cooking for dinner. Like,
oh,
bro, but yeah, I mean, you have a reptilian zoo in your house.
Yeah,
no,
literally. Right outside this room, we have two bearded dragons.
When everyone's like, oh, lizards, man's like fucking sporadic.
Yeah, everyone's scared
everywhere.
Yeah, dude, he's got no fear when it comes to that.
Like when I see a snake out on a trail or
something,
when I'm with a bunch
mentally.
Of fools,
bro, I shit myself.
I'm like,
there's
a
fucking rattle there.
I'm gonna catch
there's a
that.
Fucking rattlesnake, and Jake's like, oh, bet, show me where it is. I'm like, you want me to go
I'm the
back
type of
there?
Fool that when we're hiking, like, on a trail or some shit at night, I'm like, I hope I find a rattlesnake. And these other fools are like, bro, fuck snakes. It's it's opposite
it's
mentality.
Well, you, like, kind of rub off on people. See, like, I hated snakes, and now I'm like,
I swear, I low-key do. The only person I haven't rubbed off on, like, at all is Parsa.
Parsa terrified. Hates snakes.
Really? Have you? You've
Parsa,
yeah. No shit. I feel like he's
a top G.
He's a top
G.
He is a top G.
I feel like at this point, everyone's met Pasta 999.
Yeah.
949.
He's a character.
Yeah.
He's, what's his word? His favorite word? Mellow.
Mellow.
Yeah. Mellow man.
Anyway,
mellow
to get.
Man.
All right. So the next question I have for you is, and I guess it's like for me, Lana, it's for everyone at this table right now. So, like, what are your, like, aspiring goals for YouTube right now on like social
for
media
real.
And shit. Like, what do you want to do?
I'm so
with
curious
because
okay.
you do still have a platform and you can make something
so,
of it. Still.
Yeah, exactly. You know how Gavin got like he's expanding to music. Like
yeah.
it's
yeah.
kind of I'm
yeah,
kind
he's,
of
like he's focused on music. Right
yeah,
now, yeah,
it's not music for me, but it's like something.
Oh, yeah,
something
course.
In that same direction of like expanding
off into a different.
Just yeah,
type
yeah,
of,
yeah.
You're just trying to find what you enjoy doing and that you enjoy consistently working on.
Because it's like when you do something too many times, it becomes like it just becomes kind of
yeah. It's
boring.
Like too much of anything
yeah.
is
yeah.
good.
So like
right?
I'm so like, used to the like YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, just posting every day. So it's just kind of at a point where like I want to like expand to something else.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's totally understandable.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, maybe
like
stunts in a movie.
It's
stuff
like even
that.
Expand
That'd
your
cool.
audience and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that's actually a great
it
fucking
is.
Point.
Yeah.
You would be a really good stunt double
oh,
or whatever.
Facts.
Yeah, dude.
I just realized that because you're
would be
young.
Sick.
Like,
yeah.
you're really, I don't know, you could do a bunch of fucking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I was in like
Spider-Man,
you should try to get
man.
Into
dude,
that.
Dude, it'd be so cool. Like
I don't know. I don't know why you have it.
Think about Titanic, that movie. Like I don't
Titanic
know if anyone's classy enough to have watched that because
yeah,
you've got to
be a top G to watch
yeah,
that movie.
You got a young audience. I don't know if they binge watch Titanic.
Yeah, it's a little inappropriate.
But, I don't know. It's a little romantic.
Yeah.
But like I was like, I don't know, people jumping off the Titanic ship into the water. There's
yeah.
a stuntman.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job. I could do that.
That's
and
my
I could
job.
Also be traveling around the world. Like that's cool as hell to me. Like I want to see how they film these movies.
No,
like
you,
I'm actually like I have an interest for that.
You
like,
could end
seeing,
up in like Indonesia or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. I want to
like what's the word for it? Would it be intern? I don't know. Fuck.
Maybe.
Like a not even a volunteer, just I don't even know the fucking word, but like I know there's a bunch of people
yeah.
that like tag along on like to different countries, to different places
yep.
while people film movies
mm-hmm.
to learn how they do it and shit so that they can actually like make a career
an
out
apprentice.
Of it. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. That's like the same
an apprentice.
Same concept. Like
yeah.
you could probably find people
yeah.
that do that stunt double shit or are stuntmen for people that make videos, people that make movies,
yeah.
shows, whatever. Like you could get into that. And
no,
those people
sure.
get paid a fucking
I know,
load.
Dude, they get
like, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of jobs that I think people underestimate. Like,
yeah,
for
yeah.
example, being a fucking garbage truck man, those people actually get paid a lot.
Dude, I
because it's a job that not a lot of people want to do.
I didn't even know that.
No, they
That's
actually
crazy.
Get paid. They get paid.
That's sick.
Dude, like,
I
didn't
I might
know
just
welding.
That,
like, you know welding. Like,
yeah, if you're good at
welding, like
if you're good at welding,
hour,
you get paid
yeah.
a lot. There's some people that get paid like $100
yeah.
an hour. That's a fucking lot.
My
of money.
Friend did welding, mm-hmm. so yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely. So anything, honestly. I'm just interested in doing like a new like sort of job, like. But I want it to involve like my movement, like
do you,
flipping.
Do you like cars?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Do you like cars?
I've gotten into it a little bit nowadays because you guys and stuff. Like, I'm inspired a little bit, but no,
inspired.
I don't know.
Not necessarily.
I don't know shit about cars, to be honest.
I don't know shit about cars.
Yeah, they're on the same page,
wave.
But honestly, like, I didn't know shit about cars either until I got my car. Me getting my own car made me want to like
get into cars,
learn about it, like so I know how to take care of my own
you just
car
got your license,
like,
so.
Like all that shit. But even then, like I've almost had my license for like
a year.
I mean, when it comes up on December, it'll be a year because my license.
So
but
much
I'll
younger
ha-
than
I'll
me.
I've had
bro.
My car for a year.
I got my license like only a year and a half ago. Like that's bad.
How old are you now?
I'm 20. 20? Somehow, got don't feel 20, but
bro, it's not as bad, bro. I ain't gonna talk about parcel on this shit. I'll wait for him to be in your seat to talk about that situation. Yeah.
Soon, pasta.
Honestly, bro, I want to take you to like some car events and shit.
Yeah.
For real.
Like,
dude, that would be sick.
Bro, like the shit that I took Gavin to.
It looks dope.
Ago,
it looks dope.
There was this Aryan Cars meet, which I don't know if anyone watching this knows what Aryan Cars is, but it's like it's a privately like hosted event with people like drifting, swinging, and doing a bunch of cool shit with cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of cool people in the car scene who are really well known and shit go to those. And I think it's like, it's good for connections and it's good for content.
And
like
everyone's super nice at car meets. There's no bad blood between
them. Yeah,
if you don't
like,
know
that's something. That's the one thing
like,
I really
I wasn't
fuck
expecting
with.
That actually. I thought it was like, I thought a lot of drama and
no, like that's
on
the
there.
One thing is like, that it's portrayed as if like it's all blood like it's like bloodshed, people beating the shit out of each other and shit.
Yeah,
that's takeovers. Like, do you know what takeovers are?
No.
And shit like
Compton
LA
takeovers,
like how there's all these people
it.
Just illegally swinging it like at intersections at red lights and shit like that.
Nah,
like,
I'm not familiar with the car meets and
like
stuff.
That,
I see you guys
those aren't even
there.
Meets
those aren't meets
that's like just a straight up like illegal
those are blocking
shit.
Off every street
but, like the real the actual car scene with like legitimate like cool people who like organize shit those are fun, like, because you get to witness that same shit, but, like, it's organized.
Yeah.
And I think you'd have a lot of fun actually going to them. And
definitely.
It's good fucking content, too.
I would
so,
do it.
Honestly, next time, there's, like, another fucking car event, and if you're, like, in the
it's
area.
It's always
in,
close to your area, bro.
It's always in LA, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's always, like, out here, like, Downey
dude,
or anything.
I didn't know until, like, I got into it, but the car scene in, like, Hacienda.
It's crazy.
City of
it's
Industry,
huge.
La Habra. It's big. There's a lot of... Dude, so I'm in the Mustang like group, the flame spitting Mustang group or whatever. And all of those people who are in that group, they literally live like 5 miles or less from me.
Really?
They're all in the same fucking area. And like I thought everyone was gonna be in like Orange County or some shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah, they come far.
No, yeah.
Just for the car meets.
Yeah, just for the car meets.
Honestly, so it's definitely like special, I guess. An event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, like that's the thing, I guess, is like even landing, because
it's a community, bro.
I don't think you would have taken
it's a
yourself
lifestyle
as someone who would have enjoyed that type of shit at first.
No, yeah, I was like, I was more nervous because I'm like, damn, bro, I got my shitty Mazda 3.
It's like nobody gives a fuck what
I don't
you bring
how
to a car meet. It's
car.
Everyone's cool with each other there.
Yeah, like, they're like all like,
it's just, it's
whatever.
Like it's vendors. It's,
yeah.
People just pulling.
It's a good
up,
networking
like,
place.
Yeah.
Probably.
No, literally, and the thing is, there's always people with brands there too, like people selling shit.
Yeah.
And like, some people will even have fucking like pop up stands for like,
dude, full on like tables of Hot
like,
Wheels
like,
and shit.
Some people will even have like edibles and shit.
What?
Laid
or they're
out.
Like chamoy gummies.
That's
like
crazy,
yeah, it's crazy. Like car meets can be really fun sometimes.
Yeah.
You just have to
the food's the best.
As long as you stick with your group and you know like who you're.
Your group is.
Dude,
and also
you
just
get lost.
Also just
I bet.
There's also certain areas you probably don't want to go
to. It's like Rolling Loud. Like, that shit's crazy. It's like mosh pits, right?
No, yeah. Like,
yeah.
It can be like that at car meets. Like, let's say, for example, some person's doing some stupid shit, like trying to swing it in an
full
intersection
burnout.
at a chill, like, car meet, and cops show up. Like, then it's people just swarming cars, like, trying to all, like, get out of.
Damn.
It's
kind of like a panic.
Yeah, sometimes people get into a panic when cops show up.
Damn. Oh, yeah, cops show up a lot, right? Kind of.
Sometimes, like, so there's, like, park and chills and shit, right? Like, where people go, they park their cars, everyone walks around, there's food trucks, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's just having a good time. And there's music playing, bands and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything's cool and there's no cops. But then there's other times when people just want to fuck around and do stupid
riots,
shit with their cars.
And fireworks and shit.
Then,
I feel like that's enough.
Yeah, that's when cops really start to get, like,
so
pissed off.
So many kids be doing
but
that.
But, like, sometimes there's, like, cops. Like, the last one I went to, there's just, like, 2 cops posted on the side. Like, they were there for the car show, basically.
No, yeah. Sometimes the cops are literally there because they know that those car shows are happening and they actually just watch
them.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's, it's, I don't know, it's pretty cool. But, yeah, next time there's any, like, car events, you should come.
Definitely, bro, this summer.
Did you see Gavin went on, what's his name, Alex Warren's podcast?
Yeah, I did.
Did he not Was that you who he was talking about?
Yeah, he apparently brought me up as the 19-year-old.
Because I didn't watch that podcast.
I didn't watch it either. What?
Yeah, when he brought me up, he said there was a 19-year-old person who lived with us. That's I guess that's all
made
I am.
It seems so sus.
So I wanted to bring that up because I don't. Right, that's not all you are. Like I actually understand that because it's like
I'm not butthurt. I'm just joking.
No. It's one of those things where like he doesn't want to like. I don't think he would have said your name because he didn't want to make you seem like you were crashing or whatever the fuck. Like I think he was trying to like protect your name, not like act like he didn't know who you were. Because he talks highly of you all the fucking time.
No.
Like literally, like
you're a fat inspiration.
Yeah, like thank you. Remember when I was with Nathan and he FaceTimed you on my phone or whatever when we were at the beach?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, after that, I came home and I was talking to him. I was like, yo, we should like have Saul come over sometime
reunite.
Soon. And he was like, bro, like, I miss Saul so much. Like, he talks highly of you.
Like,
he doesn't just think of you as like, oh, just some 19-year-old.
We're crashes. Family, bro. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, even if we're...
Especially if he's like, kept you around this long.
Yeah, dude, we could go like a year not seeing each other and then we're back. Like,
oh yeah, you disappear for like months on end and then you just show up randomly.
But that's how some friendships are. It's where like family, you can go a while without talking to them, but that person's still like your best friend or like family to you.
Like nothing will change that. Like you'll come back, like we could take a year apart and then we're back together.
And then
we're back right where we left off.
Yeah.
So and it's then, like insane. Bro.
But then there's like, you have these other people who are like, they are the opposite where they try to talk to you all the time. Try to act like they're your family and shit. And
double-sided people.
And then when they're not with you, they don't really give a fuck about you, right?
Dude, that's like something me and Gavin have in common. Gavin and I have in common. Pardon
what,
my French. Just like I feel like we both experienced like friends that we've been super close with, and then it ends.
Just fuck you over.
It just goes like
disappear.
Just before you know it, it's just a snap of the fingers gone.
Yeah,
like, that's insane.
I know exactly.
That's influencer stuff. Like.
Yeah, that I can say I understand because you know
we've all experienced.
Even he's already experienced that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like
now
as
you're
soon as
just getting
like,
into this.
As soon as you get into the world of just influencers, people who have followers, any of that shit, you will instantly realize that there are people who do that.
Exactly.
Because as soon as anyone realizes you have followers or you have potential to grow followers, they will use you.
Oh,
right?
let me take
there's
going to
be people who want that.
Yeah.
It's like,
but then they hate on you, but they like, it's weird, bro.
They hate on you, but then they post with you.
It's like
you got those,
bro.
Got those
for example, there's these people like when I pull up to car meets sometimes, like obviously this is a little bit of a different situation because it's like the car scene and shit. But
yeah,
like I'll pull up to meets and people will be like, yo, shoot flames. That shit's sick as fuck. Right.
Yeah.
And then like, I'll hear the same people are talking shit on me, but like behind my back,
it's the same people.
But it's like, bro, like
it's like
that shit's annoying.
It's like it's keyboard like, warriors that like they do it online, but then once you're in person, they're fine. Like,
and then there's the people who will conform to like their environment. Like they conform their opinions on certain people depending on their friend groups.
Yeah. Like, just
have
to
you
fit
noticed,
in with their friend group.
Have you noticed that? Like some people will either hate you or love you depending on how their friends feel about you.
Or they like they hate
That's
you like when
is,
they're with
bro.
Their group, and then like once you guys are talking one on one, they're like your
people,
best friend. Again.
Yeah, they just need to learn how to like have their own strong self opinion.
That's literally how it is. Like every time me and him go to Orange County, there's always someone who's like,
I'm sure
there's people who's fucking cool with us. They act like they're our friends. Right, and then their friends come around who think we're like TikTok.
I know how
boys,
like,
whatever.
I know like half of you guys down there like don't fuck with me whatsoever. But when I pull up, you're like, oh yeah, what's good, Lana? How you been? Like,
how you been, Lana? I haven't seen you in five months, and it's like, I wonder why. It's like because you ditched me because I started doing shit with my life. It's like, bro, come on now.
I don't know.
Can a man not make a living?
Don't put that fake facade on your face.
Exactly. But bro, it all works out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so you said you're 20 now?
Yeah.
Dude, when we met...
Almost 21.
When we met,
When's
you didn't...
When's your birthday?
November 26th.
Oh, shit. So it's actually coming
close.
Up.
Yeah,
it's actually
it is
up.
Coming up. We got to turn up.
You're going to be legally allowed to drink and do whatever the fuck you want at that age.
Yeah, it's not like I've been doing
I mean, you can't run for president at 21, but like, who the fuck wants to run for president anyway? Like, right now, I don't think anybody would want to.
Not in this generation.
Dude,
bro.
Fuck no.
Hell no.
Can't even drive my damn car without paying like $90 for half a fucking tank.
Gas in LA is terrible. Well, gas in general is just awful.
No, literally.
The prices.
Gas
insane.
In Cali's hell.
It's awful. That's one thing about Florida. It's a little better.
Better?
No, yeah.
Like, what are the prices like back there?
It's still bad, honestly. now that I'm thinking about it, but it's definitely cheaper. Like, I feel like everything's just cheaper there.
Like, yeah. Do you feel like...
versus LA.
So how long ago did you move to Florida?
Like, I think it was October, November. October, yeah.
Do you feel like since you've moved to Florida, you've felt like more lost or like...
A little bit.
Like, because, like, I don't know, because I feel like moving away from a lot of the shit you're used to can...
It's refreshing, though, because now that I'm back...
Like, no, I bet it's refreshing, but it's, like, also one of those things where it's, like, it's a total change of scenery and people that it's, like, you kind of lose yourself a little bit, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I guess so, a little bit.
It's kind of like when you have a girlfriend for a long time, right? And then and then you break up, and then it's kind of like a whole new... Like, your lifestyle changes after that shit.
That was a major part of living in Florida for me. I had a girlfriend there, and, like...
You had bro, I totally forgot about the fact you had a fucking girlfriend. How long did you even...
How long were you with her for? It was like 4 months or something.
Four?
Yeah. But it was like every day, excessive like amount of...
No, I saw you were with her a lot.
Yeah, you were with her like... Yeah. You lived with her.
So yeah, basically. She lived with me.
Oh, she lived with you? Yeah. Got you.
Nah, but y'all seem real close.
We were very close. But that's...
Did y'all just have a falling out?
It's like detrimental like in the... long run, because if you spend that much time with a girl, like,
it makes you resent that. Do you feel like it almost makes you resent?
It's just conflicted. When
I feel like
when
you gotta even it out, though.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta
not every day.
You gotta have some time like by yourself.
Do you feel like when you spend that much time with someone, like, not necessarily get tired of them, but like you have conflicting feelings?
I guess,
if like some days you get like you start to build a little bit of like...
You get like
angst towards...
It sounds weird, but if you... This is how I put it before. But if you spend like that much time with your girlfriend, like you start to feel like you're like siblings. Is it not?
I know what you mean. It's just like literal, like you're related to them or some shit. Like, dude, no, I know what you mean. Cause like bro, like Electra would be here all the time,
She lived here, right?
Bro, like
that shit was
practically.
Pretty much.
And bro, it was like... I mean,
how can
you
date someone that like you're living with? Like, that's hard.
All right, so before we get into this whole topic and all of this fucking drama, we're gonna wrap up the YouTube part of this segment of this episode, and we'll see you guys on the audio only version on Spotify and all other audio only platforms.
Make sure to subscribe.
Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, comment,
subscribe. Turn on your post notifications so you never miss an upload.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll see you in the audio only. Or we won't see you, but we'll hear you in the audio only version.
You'll hear us.
Yeah.
You'll hear us.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.
So basically,
refreshing.
Oh, shit, I honestly forgot what I was saying about fucking...
We're talking about Electra living with you.
Siblings.
Okay.
Just how it's difficult like that. To like maintain a relationship.
I know what
if you're
mean,
living together.
Because when she was here all the time.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I have a lot of love for her, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's a great person, all that shit. But I feel like over time, when you literally see someone, when you wake up and when you go to sleep, it's like every single day. And you're also this young and you're also working a shit ton.
You
like,
have a whole other friend group.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
It starts to... Like, you start to build, like... You know how, like, almost like... How kids are with their parents when their parents are real, like they get annoyed of their parents almost for being on their ass
like
all the time
or
some
shit.
Sometimes
it's too much.
It's like you sometimes it gets to be too much, and I feel like if you build a little bit of like, not anger, but like you start to get annoyed with that person.
Little things
like,
tick you
like
off,
little,
and it
you start
up.
To notice little things.
It just conflicts your relationship with
them. Like it just it's not healthy for
it's
it
not.
In general, and it's like that's why. People only do that shit when they're married, right?
Exactly.
Or when they're literally committed for life.
Yeah,
right?
Like you can't go into a relationship that you don't know is gonna last forever, like that. Because then it's just like, all right.
No, I totally agree.
It's excessive. Yeah.
It's like it's excessiveness and spending that amount of time with someone. It's like,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's okay to be like spend time with someone daily, right? But not when you have to see them 24/7, right? 24/7, like every single day throughout the whole day,
not a second apart. Like that's insane.
Yeah, and it's like. Yeah. I swear, there was not a day where I came home from Orange County and she was not here.
Wouldn't let me have my time with my boy, bro.
Even the fact you were able to come home from somewhere else, I didn't have that. So you got it better than me. I couldn't come home from anything and see her. Like, it was just every second of the day.
Like, she was with you when you
every
went out?
Every second of the day. Dude, it was bad.
Like, would she make you take her with?
Yes.
With you?
She was, like, a priority. Like, but I was her priority, so it was
a magnet.
It was
magnet.
Tricky, bro. Tricky.
I mean, no, like, all respect, but she was kind of bad. So I get why you. I get why you stuck with it.
All respect, so, but like, I understand. I understand why you're with her 24/7.
All my friends talking about fucking Elektra and all my exes all the time. It's okay if I call a girl like attractive. It's whatever.
But hey, all I gotta say is if they treat you with disrespect and you know you deserve like better, then it doesn't matter how they look, like, to be honest. Like,
oh no, none of that shit matters. You gotta move on. Literally, I've told everyone, like, I've never given a shit. Like, my first girlfriend, did you ever meet Lexi?
Yeah,
you
of course. Did. Yeah. Like, that was when I, like,
that was all, that's that was all, the, like, that's OG.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's
like,
OG.
Yeah, like, I'm still, school. Like, I'd say we're like affiliates. I don't know what word you'd use. Like, we're cool, right?
Yeah, tools. Yeah. You ended on good terms.
Like,
and
we're on good terms. Like,
still talk.
You know, we don't. She doesn't talk shit on me. She doesn't bring up my name to people. Yeah. She knows that, like, I don't fuck with or whatever. I don't bring up her name to people that I don't. I don't talk shit on her. She doesn't talk shit on me. Like, there's no need for it, right?
Exactly.
Even if I'm with Elektra, like, and I still respect Elektra. Like, I don't. I'm not gonna fucking talk to Lexi all the time or none of that shit. It's not like that at all.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, she's a person that means something to me because she's been through a lot with me, right? It's like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if either of you can relate, but like, I don't know if you guys have ever had an ex that you went through a lot with, but had ended on good terms with.
I've only had one ex, and fuck no.
No. Okay, I know this kid has had a shitty experience with females, but that's because you fuck with Newport girls, bro.
Well,
that is your fault.
I didn't know.
I warned you.
You fucked with two Newport girls.
He warned you, bro.
You didn't. Yes, you.
Who?
It's Caitlin and Sophia.
Okay. Well, yeah, he outed me.
It's not name drop.
Okay. Okay. So Caitlin wasn't even that bad. Yeah, like, she was like, I'm nothing against like Caitlin.
She was a little Dara girl.
The Sophia shit was just like a fat rebound. That's why it lasted a week.
a week.
Like, I hate to be rude or anything. I'm not even trying to be rude. Like,
honestly,
cool person, but not this. She doesn't live the lifestyle that I want to live. If that makes sense. Yeah. I want my girlfriend to at least like play a part in my lifestyle. Yeah, if that makes sense. Like, we can't completely be like. A polar opposites all the time, if that makes sense. We have to intertwine at some point in our, if that makes sense. Like, that's why it worked well with Lexi, and that's why it works well with me and Elektra, because I don't know, like, me and Elektra are very fucking different.
Mm-hmm.
Very fucking different.
I don't know that.
I see two similarities. Y'all are both stubborn as shit.
I'm not stubborn.
I mean, I wasn't around enough to know.
I admit when I'm wrong about shit.
I've only met her a few times.
Don't look at me like that, Brian. Don't look at me like that.
With the two tissues in your nose.
I'll be honest. Like, maybe my skin's a little bit tough to crack, and I'm a little bit like stubborn sometimes. But
stubborn.
Okay.
It's like, bro, you're stubborn.
My whole point is that
it's stubborn about being
at the end of the day. At the end of the day, basically, I guess my point is like I'm honest with myself and I'm humble in a relationship.
Oh no, yeah,
like
you've learned, you've grown
since my other relationships and since the beginning of my relationship with Elektra. I've learned a lot of fucking shit.
You've grown hella.
If I make a mistake and if I fuck up and do something wrong that is disrespectful towards my partner or whatever, like I'll be honest about it. I'll be like, okay, yeah, I get it. I fucked up. I won't do it again. I'll learn from that. And I do. But I feel like I think it's just a girl thing, like where if they fuck up or if they do something wrong, girls don't like to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to be truthful with themselves.
Yeah.
I've had girls where I argue with them, and
like,
they'll just be like,
"I'm sorry."
Wrong.
That's narcissist.
But a lot of girls just have egos, right? A lot of girls are big headed.
Yeah, you can't date a narcissist. There's many red flags that can identify
a humble person
a
dating a narcissist is literally like ice and fire.
Yeah,
no, like it won't work whatsoever.
No, like one is gonna end up melting the other.
Yeah,
literally, like someone's gonna overcome the other one.
Yeah,
but. Honestly, what I've noticed is that someone, like, if there's a girl who is really, like, big-headed, big energy, narcissistic traits or whatever, you have a guy who's, like, just kind, like down to earth, humble,
literally
normal fucking dude, right? Like, it's hell. It's probably going to be hell.
It's going to ruin that guy.
You got to escape the death trap.
On God.
That's actually a good example. You're pretty down to earth. You're pretty fucking humble. You know when you fuck up about with certain shit, right?
I'll admit.
But you've talked to a couple girls that like have fucking egos.
I'm right, you're wrong. No, it doesn't matter. I'm still right. And then,
and then those girls that you've talked to still to this day won't admit anything, right?
Very few of them, but like a couple of them, like down the line, like 3 months later, when we're just mutuals, like acquaintances,
they'll be like, "I'm sorry for everything that happened.
By the way, like, yeah, that was my bad. Like, I fucked up."
But you know, but people just do that so that they can get back on your good side. They don't actually mean it, and they aren't actually acknowledging the shit they fucked up on.
Yeah, they're like, "I'm sorry." I'm like, "About what?" And they're like, "I don't know." I'm like,
"You know, I don't mean to make any of my relationship like extremely public. Good thing this is audio only." But so basically, like, if there's been times where, like, me and Electra have gotten in arguments, right? And like, we have conflicting personalities, but we're a fucking enigma where it still works, I guess. But basically, sometimes, like, I'll let's say, like, you've been around where, like, I've fucked up and I've done something that was like maybe like a little bit questionable, and she's gotten pissed off about it, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I really didn't know it would, like, affect you.
I've been a spectator on so many arguments.
Yeah, I swear. Landon's He's the mediator, bro.
I sit in the chair Jacob's room while they yell at each other. I'm like, damn, gotcha.
Yeah, no, I feel like how many relationships have you had, Saul?
Honestly, like, the one I was just talking about was, like, the first, like, serious
one.
Something on that level I hadn't had like that, like, since, like, middle school.
Honestly, I haven't had... Which doesn't count. I think my relationship with Electra is probably the most serious relationship I've been in.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, and it's probably lasted the longest out of any other relationship I've been in. And I think that's... Like, I don't mean to... It goes two ways, right? It takes two to tango, obviously, but like,
yeah,
bro, I can't tell you how many days, like, I've been like, shit, it would be really easy to just like quit and move on from this, right? Like, that's how a lot of people think.
It's a trap, bro.
But then
it's
there's like, this part inside of me that's like, nah, like,
because you've devoted
like,
I've
already put so much time and effort into this. I've already shown so much love. I've already shown so much affection. I've been loyal for this long.
You don't
want
to have to like restart the whole.
It's like there's no point. There's no point in ending something over something that just pissed me the fuck off.
Exactly.
Right?
It's like that's like petty. but
I don't know. It's like with like a best friend, like. Look, there's no point in not being best friends with someone anymore because
that's why
you know,
I was
they
saying
fucked a girl you
like
linked
a
with or
family.
Some shit,
that's
right?
Why I said it's like a family thing in a way.
Landon's over here laughing because I literally just called him out.
Shit! I wouldn't know because I'm not like I'm not around enough to
so
know y'all.
So basically, Landon ended up dating a girl that
I didn't date. I had like a month and a half.
Nah, buddy.
We weren't official.
Nah,
we were never official.
Nah. Okay. Bro was basically in a relationship with a girl that I was like friends with benefits with.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't give a fuck. I was whatever. Like, cool. For
yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, like, I thought you were talking about a different person.
Who?
Y'all were like.
Wait, which one?
I don't know. There's two.
Oh, wait. Oh.
You guys Eskimo brothers? What is that? What the fuck? Oh, okay. They adapt each other up. They're like that. But yeah, dude.
Bro, when you're in OC that much,
Everyone's
Eskimo,
connected
Eskimo sisters,
some way.
Eskimo
it's
brothers.
Actually disgusting.
Sounds awful.
It is.
We're probably Eskimo brothers, bro.
Honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised.
There's probably a girl that's been over to the content house back in the day that...
Maybe.
Maybe.
Potentially.
Bro.
Potentially.
I mean, the age range doesn't really work, so I doubt that, dude. I doubt that.
A lot of the girls I talk to are
like
older. 18.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like,
are like 18 plus.
True. It's true.
So... Especially like the TikTok girls.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like a lot of the girls from TikTok that I know are 18 and or older, or like 17 or older. But
yeah,
like,
that's true. That's
all
true.
The girls, all the girls I know in person are like 17 or younger, like my age and shit. But
you're past that. Like you're like 18 and up.
No, like legitimately, and I don't even want to act like I'm above all
like,
the
you
other
date
17
year
olds. It's
anymore,
like
or a
16. Yeah, I'm at the point in my life where like I don't think I will. I actually would find myself dating a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Definitely not a 14-year-old. That's past my two-year rule.
Fuck
but
no.
Hell no.
Nah, honestly, like, 17 and up, like, my age and up is what I'm aiming for, I know.
Damn.
And, like, I don't, I obviously, like, that might be not realistic or whatever, but.
See, I'm a little bit different, 16 and up for me, because
like,
I just turned 17.
What I look for is, like, just someone who... is I guess knows what they want to do with their life, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't because there's so like the I think we can agree that the majority of the girls like that we encounter, whether it's fucking Florida, LA, whatever,
yeah,
a lot of them are just party animals, right?
Literally.
A lot of them
literally got some dick.
If they're like, if they're the club,
a lot
type,
of them, yeah.
Dude, if no, one on. Of their like traits is like, I like the club, then that's like,
dude, that,
I've
that's,
learned.
That's
I've
a,
learned.
No, learned. That's a red that's flag. A,
fuck
that's a
no.
Red flag. No, I've it's learned. Literally like for us, if a girl says, want to go to Legacy.
I want to let's go to
don't,
let's go
don't
to this
get
party together.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
go
don't
to this
get involved.
Party together.
It's cool to party in moderation, but like some
every I'm not
day.
Even gonna lie, bro. Like I used to go to parties and shit, right?
Yeah,
like,
we
used
we
to go to
like
parties a lot,
other
like
other
almost
day.
Almost every weekend and shit
yeah.
like that. But like now, I haven't gone to a party in months.
We got dude, burnt out.
I respect
bro.
That.
I'm over that shit.
Yeah.
It's like because.
It's
I started like I was going. I wasn't
doing
even getting
stuff with your
like
life
I wasn't
now.
Even getting play. I was just have there were just, it, was just peop- get- it was just people
exposed
it was just,
herself.
Yeah,
if I was getting
oh,
play
like,
would be different.
I get no girls at
getting,
parties.
If I was getting
I'm
play, I would be like I'm at the party. What's up? Like
yeah.
But,
yeah.
Well, I mean,
nah. That's honestly, I'm joking. Like realistically, I just was bored as fuck at
yeah.
parties. Like I didn't find any enjoyment. I don't fucking drink. No shit. Like I'm 17.
Yeah.
Not even just that. Like. I don't find enjoyment in it. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's a
like,
place where people meet up and
like
I want that one. I want
to me,
that one.
To
I'm
me,
either
like,
gonna get rejected or I'm
like,
gonna hook
to me,
up
like
with them.
LA,
it's not a natural way to meet people. It's in this, like, an exhibit.
It's
to
a one night
people.
Stand.
Yeah, literally.
Like you're in a zoo, like,
and it's not a good first impression.
It's
on
oh, hell
people
nah.
either.
Like it's
all.
Just any other party. Like they're like, oh
yeah,
I just met him at a party. Think of how much more special it would be. Oh, I met him at the beach. Like,
no, yeah, I've never been close with a girl I met at a party.
No,
like if I've gone with them, like
I don't think there's a girl I've met at a party
again.
That I've stayed in contact
yeah.
with.
Yeah,
like
for real.
Dude, yeah.
It's like if I've met a girl at a party and I got their snap, it was probably so I could link with them later on. But
yeah.
you know, it never happened. So
exactly.
Did you say
you fumbled at the party?
Shut up, bro. You fumbled the bag, and that's why I got the bag.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, this motherfucker.
I'm dead, bro.
OC fair. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding. 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 It's a joke. It's a joke. Oh god, good thing the audience doesn't know what I'm fucking
oh, god,
talking about.
Bro.
Yeah.
But wait, is that my shirt you're wearing?
No.
H&M.
That looks like my shirt.
From
it's
H&M.
Not.
Is it it's Gavin's?
No, it's mine.
Not like I've seen him wear it like
turn, wait, turn around.
I swear to god, bro.
No way you guys have the same shirt. Is it actually?
There's
it,
no fucking
it
way.
It's H&M though.
Oh, so you guys deadass just have the same shirt.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I just went to H&M the other
really?
Day.
Really?
Dude, I wouldn't steal from you, bro.
Dude,
I
didn't think you. No,
dude.
I wouldn't
no,
care
no,
if
no.
you were wearing.
H&M got style.
I was actually
though,
I
like,
thought you were
wearing. H&M, like they got
oh,
like if you
no,
find
yeah,
the
I
right
the,
H&M,
I have the matching,
yeah.
the matching pair. I have that
oh,
and then the shorts.
You should
have
put
go
it on
it.
For the podcast.
No, I know.
Damn.
I regret it. It's whatever.
We got the same sense of style.
A
I guess.
A whole lot of regret now. But
a whole lot.
All right. Well, honestly, I think we're gonna end the audio only version here and start to wrap it up. But yeah. Thank you guys very much for tuning in to the audio-only version of this podcast. Make sure to, you know,
like,
go
to...
We already went over this. Yeah, we already went over
this
on the YouTube end of things. But if you guys want to check out the actual visual NFG podcast, make sure to go check out my YouTube channel, Jacob Magnus. Like, comment, and subscribe on there. And make sure to turn on your post notifications so you never miss an episode. And we also have an NFG actual, like, YouTube account if you guys want to look at like the clips from
is it NFG podcast or it's no
yeah,
fucks given.
I know the cameras aren't on, Brian. I'm just looking at them because
like,
it makes me comfortable.
Helps.
How'd you even turn them off?
It helps me focus on what I'm saying. Anyway,
yeah,
guys,
I respect that.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to check out the NFG podcast YouTube channel and Jacob Magnus if you want to see the NFG visuals and clips. All right,
and follow our socials.
Yeah,
if you want to see.
Oh yeah, do you have anything? Want to plug anything real quick?
Yeah, just Solo Flow across all channels, easy to find.
Jacob Magnus across all channels.
Landon Kai, and then Sticky Rice on TikTok. I don't got no YouTube.
Ooh, okay.
All right, coming soon. All right.
Peace out.
Peace.